We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Morning Take with Blois Olson here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Blois, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. I'm great.
I want to ask you about the caucuses and where they're going to be sending people now as we've got less than a week to go before the election here in Minnesota.
Yeah, yesterday we got our hands on a couple Republican documents where Republicans are sending kind of human labor here the last week, where they're going to door knock and do literature drops. And it's very clear that Republicans are playing defense in more places than Democrats are playing defense. And when we saw this happen 2 years ago, Democrats were privately confident that they could knock off a few incumbents that usually wouldn't be on the radar because they were more Republican areas. Well, this year, there's similar places, and they are all generally in the exurbs or the third ring suburbs. So think Maple Grove, think Lakeville, in those areas. That's really where Republicans are asking for a lot of help. Yesterday, you and I talked about Rochester. They're asking for help in Rochester as well. And that's to defend incumbents in that area, those areas, rather than to push on challengers. And in fact, very few challengers are getting help from both the House and only one in the Senate. So we're going to kind of watch those seats because that tells us where places are. The second piece that is very notable, yesterday fundraising reports came out, and Democrat efforts, so it's the party, the candidates, outside groups, are tripling and sometimes quadrupling up in these races. So between mail and door knocking, the amount of money Democrats are spending in most of these target races far outweighs that of Republicans, and begins to show that if Republicans do hold on, especially to the majority in the Senate, it'll be by a razor-thin margin.
As people are waking up this Wednesday morning, they're hearing about Congressional District 2. Blois, can you explain what's happening there?
Yeah, last night, the U.S. Supreme Court rejected Republican Tyler Kushner's pleadings to have the race pushed to February. Therefore, that election will happen in next week. So vote in that race if you live in the 2nd District. Republicans are a little bit up in arms because they feel like Secretary of State Steve Simon said that race won't happen until February. Don't worry about voting there. And that people may have had votes there. Those people technically probably could have changed their ballots by now or requested a new ballot. But that race will go on. The second piece of news in that race, and this is credit to Brianna Biersbach at the Star Tribune, they have a voicemail from Adam Weeks talking about how he was recruited by Republicans to run as the legalized marijuana now candidate in that district to try to help Tyler Kushner. The Kushner campaign has not commented on that. But I will say that when I was organizing the debates and the forums here on WCCO, the Kushner campaign was very clear that they wanted Weeks included in that. They showed me a poll that had Weeks over 5%. And there has been a sense statewide in some of these races that Republicans or former Republicans are running as third-party candidates to try to trip up Democrats in some of the more competitive races. So stay tuned. I would expect there might be some more news on that one.
You're going to be doing election coverage early into the morning hours and only one day perhaps, but maybe more because we're looking at the ballots being extended and coming in a little bit later than normal. What's going on there regarding those ballots that arrive after Election Day, Blois?
So there's still a court case out where Republicans have sued and said Secretary of State Steve Simon did not have the authority to rule that ballots received after November 3rd would still be counted. That the pleadings were yesterday in the appeals court, so it'll be interesting to see if they rule. I would expect that they would rule very quickly today or tomorrow on that, because obviously there's a lot of preparation there. The interesting thing, the dynamic there, is that a similar case in Wisconsin ruled that they can't count ballots after Election Day. The difference is the state laws, and the way elections are administered in Wisconsin is by not a bipartisan commission. And here we actually have an election executive in Steve Simon, and therefore, you know, he's going to behold that he has the power to make those changes. So that's one more curveball we could get here in the last few days.
Blois, is the president going to be back in Mankato again this weekend?
I did not see that, if it's official. I would not be surprised. I did predict on Twitter last week that President Trump would make one last push here. I thought it might be to the Twin Cities, but Mankato would make a lot of sense, because you and I have talked a lot about the first district being somewhat of a bellwether. And Jim Hagedorn is going to need a solid turnout out of Mankato in order for him to be successful down there in the first district. So I have not seen that. If you're telling me that, that's breaking news. But I wouldn't be surprised, even if there's some speculation there.
Yeah, and certainly not my breaking news. It's out of the Mankato Free Press that I spotted that. So anyway, that at least they notified the airport there about a potential rally on Friday. So that just kind of still speculation at this point, but interesting nonetheless, because we've had a lot of visits in the state, Blois.
We have. We've had a lot of presidential visits. He obviously made this a focus of his campaign from 4 years ago. But it'll be interesting to see if the Democrats of Biden put anybody back on the ground here, because I think the idea that the president is spent a whole day in Pennsylvania, yesterday in Michigan, there are other states that I think the Trump campaign knows they need to win other than Minnesota to be successful this year.
Blois, I will talk to you later today and then tomorrow morning right here on the same bat station, same bat time. I'll look forward to that.
I'll be there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.